Phone in hand, I smiled at the text my girl Colette had sent me. My smile didn't last long, though. I was too wound up. Thursday, A-level results day. I must admit, I didn't expect to be quite so nervous. I knew for certain I'd done well. What I mean is, I almost knew for certain. But it was the almost that was the killer. Between having my exam papers collected and having them marked, there was a world of possibilities. The person doing the marking might have pranged their car or had a fight with their partner. Anything might have happened to put the test marker in a really bad mood, which they would then take out on my exam papers. Hell, a cosmic ray could have hit my exam papers and changed all the answers. And not for the better, for all I knew. Don't be a plank. You've passed, I told myself. It was simple. I had to pass. There was no other choice. 4 good A-level grades, that was what I needed. Then it was off to university. Up, up and out of here. And a year earlier than all my friends. I tried to dredge up confidence from somewhere deep inside. Then I felt like even more of a plank and stopped trying. But it was like Dad constantly said,
Temptation leans on the doorbell, but opportunity knocks only once.
Dad was full of fortune cookie quotes like that. His life lessons, as he called them, were all tedious homilies that my brother Adam and I had heard at least 1,000 times before. But every time we tried to tell that to Dad, he replied,
I wasted other chances at life through my way. I'm damned if I'm going to let my son do the same.